It's a Daily Talk Show episode 377.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
I just thought I'd do an Insta story.
And Mr. 97 kindly interrupted as you said that. What did he fuck up?
What? No.
Who spoke? Someone spoke.
No one spoke.
Oh, I'm hearing things.
What are you talking
Sorry,
about?
Guys. I'm hearing things.
I've got some admin news up the front of the show.
I mean, lead with the best content. Mm-hmm. Craig Bruce would probably say to us.
This is actually very interesting.
Yeah.
We've got a trademark examiner.
Oh.
Her name's Elizabeth.
Hey.
Hey, Elizabeth. She's not on the line. She's not here
right now. Oh, you're not here? This is your life, Elizabeth?
No. Elizabeth, thank you so much for doing the examination. Would you like me to read her findings?
So is this a personalized email that she sent back to you?
Yeah. So they've gone through and they have advised details about our trademark.
And the trademark being the Daily Talk Show is what we're trying to have trademarked.
Exactly,
it's
exactly.
a big mission here. It's, you know, we something asked, we obsess over.
We asked Dan DeBoof, who's got a law degree.
Yep.
He said there's a likelihood based on the well, that sort of thing. Anyway, so within IP Australia, who looks after trademarks in Australia, you can do this pre-examination.
Yeah.
And so they've done that for us. Here we go.
Okay.
Your issues raised under Section 41 of the Trademarks Act 1995. Your trademark is the Daily Talk Show. This indicates that you produce a talk show on a daily basis for consumers to download and listen to.
Yeah.
Other traders are likely to need to use it in relation to their goods and or services in the normal course of trade.
Oh, that's bad.
Yes, that's all I read, but it actually says what you can do now. The following options are available to you. Do you want to know the options?
Yeah, I mean, we've got this far.
Change your trademark. Absolutely not. so that it's able to distinguish your goods and services from the similar goods and services of others. Pay the Part 2 fee to file a formal application. Once this occurs, I will issue a formal report and you will have 15 months in which to address the issues by agreeing to amend your statement of goods. Anyway.
Oh, this is sad. We're going to have to pull out. We're done.
Yeah.
It's done.
So we can't trademark the Daily Talk Show.
And we spent $200.
Well, yeah, we didn't pay the full. No, only 200.
Okay.
But it's good to know. I reckon the reason why I think this is good is because now we're never going to have anyone else trademark the Daily Talk Show and try and come after us.
Yeah.
Especially given we've got this letter that we can basically say, hey, we had an assessment.
Yeah.
We can always challenge. And so the only, I mean, what's the benefit of having a trademark?
Well, I don't know. If we wanted to.
Intellectual property. So if we ever wanted to.
Do you know what this is?
What?
This is the young version of you and I that would preempt something being so successful and go out and get the business cards, the website.
A studio, have employees, get a sign.
It just doesn't change, does it?
No.
You're like, do you know what's fascinating is the people that are super, you know, successful, being successful is
well, that's what annoys the fuck
subjective,
out of me.
Right? So you look, but you look at someone who has like a massive talk show and them, some of them probably don't even have any of this shit.
Will Anderson. The thing that gets me about Will Anderson's podcast is the first few minutes is him being like, guys, I'm doing this podcast for free. And bro, you've got a fucking radio show. You get paid a lot of money. You do stand-up shit.
Yeah.
Stop giving us that fucking crap. We've spent this much amount on fucking studio stuff.
God, you'd love to know how much we've dropped on this studio.
I know, but I feel like the whole podcast thing, this isn't like we're not complaining. This is an investment. Now, time and money that we want to make.
Exactly. I mean, that's where it becomes rich when people who have success in a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah.
And they're complaining about doing something.
Well, it's not even complaining. I guess it's just the thought that, hey, audience, keep in mind that the next hour that you're getting is extremely premium and I'm not making, I think it was the other day he said, I might be losing money on this thing.
Yeah,
I would hate to look at the books.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a little bit, it's hard to, it feels like a lack of investment in the person who's saying it because it's like, oh, the reason that you're doing is because you think that it's worthwhile.
Yeah.
Take cash off the table.
Mm. Anyway. I was thinking about, you know, people who inspire you because to me, when someone in a privileged or a position where they've mm-hmm. had a lot of fortune mm-hmm. than most,
yeah.
You know, like I don't think that motivates me and inspires me as a creator. I look to people like the Shameless girls. I listen mm-hmm. to their latest podcast that they've just released.
Oh, yeah. She's what is the financial one?
She's on the money.
She's on the money. So yeah. It's not the Shameless girls. It's not Michelle and Zara actually mm-hmm. in it.
Yeah.
One of them sounds like Michelle a lot.
Oh, really?
And I was convinced. I'm like, mate, this is Michelle. She's gone undercover into a new podcast. But it's these two epic girls talking about money. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck it. I was listening to it this morning. I'm like, it's inspiring listening to that podcast, thinking about how hard it can be to make things like a podcast when there's multiple layers, different voices, sound effects and shit. And I'm like, and the Shameless girls started Shameless Media. Do you just notice all these bugs flying around?
Yeah.
What the
Where have they come from?
I don't know.
This used to happen at the old office with bananas. Are you bringing bananas into the, is it fruit flies?
Mr. 97's probably put a banana in the bin over there. Did you? And
yes, yeah, it might have yesterday.
We only just got that bin.
Actually, to be fair, you know how you asked me to take that bin out the other night? I forgot about
that. Oh, dude, Gronk move. We missed bin day.
Did you say Gronk move? Okay.
But yeah, so it was super inspiring mm-hmm. understanding the Shameless girls' journey, them working with these two girls to create this epic podcast and even like looking to – I think inspiration doesn't always lie – with the person that is the most successful. You can find inspiration in people. Like yesterday, Karen, 18-year-old girl who lived in Macau.
Yeah, from Macau.
From Macau.
Moved to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Doesn't know anyone, like knows one person.
Well, I said, have you got friends here? She's like, no.
Yeah.
Not at all. And I'm like, holy shit, you're 18, you've moved, you know, 9-hour plane ride away. And you don't have any family here and you're making moves, contacting, I guess, you know, I take for granted the network I have because I grew up in this town.
These flies. it's actually a problem.
They are bad.
But I agree. I think that's, there is, like I've said that to you. I think I said that on the podcast we did with Matt Diavella it's like, I think that you could take a lot more from someone who's a few years into their business than you could inspirational quotes from Richard Branson.
Yeah.
Based on like they're actually in it. They're doing it right now. And he's got amazing experiences and all that sort of thing. But I think that there is something in the early stages.
And yeah, so you're going, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur. You look to Richard Branson. He's at the top. He's at the peak.
Yeah.
How much bigger can he get? He just earns more money, grows more businesses, but he's had successful things of, you know, he's airline. Who said he wasn't successful once? Remember when he's like, someone said that Richard Branson.
I think it may have been on Uncommon, actually, Jordan Michaelides' podcast. I think someone
said he wasn't.
Yeah, they were questioning. It was funny because we heard them, they were questioning, I don't know about Richard Branson. I said, When we go on podcasts, can we make sure that we don't say stuff that makes it, because he's super successful.
Yeah, obviously. He's super successful. But you're saying the person closer to your journey, find inspiration in them. So closer to where you are. So the person who has a podcast that is consistently doing it and you really want to do that, there can be inspiration in them.
Yeah.
They might not be the most successful. Mm-hmm. I'm just now talking about us. Isn't success, you know, relatively. So then you go looking to the Joe Rogan. Mm. It's like, that's cool. You see the life he's created, the money he's earning. Wow. You know, 500 million downloads a month and this crazy fucking number. It's like.
Yeah, but there's a lot going on there, right? Like there are people right now who are making a living doing podcast stuff that's got a much more sort of humble story that have actually like that is their bread and butter. They don't have anything else to lean on.
I love looking at what Shameless have created. It fills me with joy. Like I think if you can, because this week on their podcast, they've talked about all these people that have been talking bad about them.
Well, it's one podcast. Okay.
Oh, then there was a review that was like outrageous that was like misspeaking about what they even do.
Yeah.
And so, there, you know, when you are noisy, there are people coming out of the woodwork.
Well, that's the I guess any time you have any level of success, that always is going to come with it. And they're an example. Like, it was cool. I saw on my phone doing the throwback stuff on, you know, on the photos. It was like a year ago that I screen grabbed listening to Shameless. And there is something cool about thinking about when you start listening to something and then hearing the journey and seeing how much the development and...
Isn't it funny? Because that then, it's like that's the snowball effect, and I can see how I jump on board loving and then going, and you cheerleader. Yeah. Like, you see it and then you're wanting to cheer, and so then the fulfillment comes for the person external to the person receiving this success, and then you're like, yes. I got this. This is yes, quite relevant. Seth Godin's blog. Coffee, do you read Seth's blog? Godin, the blog, the book Josh is rewriting. The book that Josh is rewriting. He also writes a daily blog.
Seth does, yes.
Jeff, definitely not you.
Yeah.
If that's what we need. To distinguish there clearly.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, but I've been more of a reader of his books than blogs, but I definitely went through... I loved when I went through the time of I had an RSS reader. Yeah, like I go through these pivots or moments where I'm like, I've got everything sorted. I've got my RSS reader. I wake up at a certain time. I open up, like I do all these
things. Okay, so you're just reading. Yeah, but I get it. So Seth would have a huge audience of people who just read his blog, and then he's probably got people that just read his books, and then he's probably got people like me that read his books sometimes, archive a lot of his blogs that he sends me, but then I read
them. What do you mean?
I just archive. I just swipe.
Because you get them as emails.
Yeah, but then I don't delete them because I like archiving, so I could bring them all up and have a binge of his blog.
I don't understand anyone that deletes emails.
Yeah, maybe the people that work at companies where they're restricted.
You only get a gig.
To a gig. So this one, and I think it's ties into what Shameless are doing. It ties in to what we're doing. It ties into just creators. And the title of this blog is Yes, 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 Yes. All sort of no spaces.
Mm-hmm. Can I have a look?
Yeah, it's just it messed with my mind. I was like, this guy's had he's done a spelling mistake. He's tripled up. He's quadrupled up here. Yeah.
He said, what's one more than quadrupled?
Quintupled. I don't know.
Yeah. Quintupled.
Quintupled.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Good one.
That's good.
Thanks, guys. this is the blog. So it starts with yes, 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 yes. That's really exciting to hear until you realize that if you switch just one letter around, it spells eyes, 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 eyes. As soon as you're applauded, you have eyes on you. Eyes that belong to humans, to critics, to people hoping for the best. Mostly to people who expect you to keep your promises. That's part of the deal of yes.
Do you think... Is he referring to me writing the book?
Dude.
There were so many moments in writing the book where he's talking about promises and stuff. I'm like, this is
so that came
resonating.
That came into my feed 24th of June. So And I thought of you. I thought of the Shameless girls. Mm-hmm. They're getting the applause, other eyes shouldn't even be having the conversation. Mm-hmm. And the promises stuff, it's super interesting. So I'm looking forward to us fulfilling the promise that you've set out to then move on to the next thing.
Yeah. I mean, whilst we're on the podcast chat, this seems to a show on podcasting, which is fine. I am excited by the idea of one day this being the thing.
Yeah. As in,
I keep thinking about more and more. Well, just everything is the daily talk show stuff.
Yeah.
And when it's got such like a big enough audience that's relevant.
I appreciate that. And I think we could talk for hours and I don't know how interesting it is for people listening. Mm-hmm. What I take from that though is creators wanting to do the thing that they love doing most and doing only that.
Yeah.
And I think there is like we've had.
Should we be able to, I guess the question is because early on in your career, that's not an option, right? Like we're told that you have good shit and bad shit with everything that you do. And that's just part of life.
Bad shit is having to go to work to make the money.
Yeah. But what about if like there, I'm sure there are people, are there people I wonder who have the jobs where they're not doing any of the shit they don't want to do?
Yeah, I think there are. And I think they're the people that probably work more than anyone else. They're putting more hours because it doesn't feel like it, right? Because
they're finding the stuff that they absolutely love.
Yeah, and so it's fulfilling and it energizes them. Yeah. You know, it's like I think that's the thing with someone like Gary V, where he preaches about working 15 hours a day. And it's like he's actually probably extreme extrovert who gets massive amounts of energy from grinding.
Yeah.
And that's not everyone.
Yeah.
And so it's finding that thing. And I think you're very fortunate in this life to find that thing that does that for you. Because then you've hacked life. Like you've hacked the system. Mm-hmm. And I think it's possible for most people.
I wonder if people ask that question, like 3D deal, if you could do anything, if you were just to like, you know what? Put everything else aside. I'm just going to do this one thing. Mm-hmm. What would you, if you had to design your life, what would it be?
I would just travel. I would just go all these different places. I would eat all this different food.
Of course you would. I've seen how you ate.
Just try new stuff. Like I wouldn't want to, I would love to be able to wake up at like 5:30 in the morning and go and photograph a sunrise somewhere like in Tibet. And then a week later, I'm on the other side of the planet doing something completely different.
Yeah, I think
it would be cool.
Aside from the traveling bit, you get bored of everything.
You get a short stop every Sunday.
Yeah, I do.
You would definitely, there's getting bored of parts of that. And I think the things in there are the photography. It's like the you'd end up needing fucking some other creative outlet. Yeah. So then,
well, the 5:30 and the sunrise thing, we can do now. Like,
yeah, that's
what
I mean.
But that's always the case, isn't it? And it's like the thing that frustrates me the most is when people are like, you know, you can do that now.
Which is essentially what we end up doing. And that's what we've talked a lot about, reframing what monetizing your creative endeavor actually means.
Yeah.
Because you think, first thought, monetize podcast, get an ad, get a sponsor, they pay us money, we talk about them. That's actually not how it has to work for everybody.
Yeah.
And so what's something else? What's another way? For us, our business is video production. It's where we make our money and we do this, and this has become, and at the start we thought about this business and then the Daily Talk Show is two separate things. They're now one thing. So Day actually includes the Daily Talk Show and it includes our video production. We will not shoot something based on the fact that we have this. And so when you then, it's like when I was a PT, I decided that I didn't want to work Saturdays.
Which, is that hard for a PT?
Yeah, because a lot of people want to train. Like it's a real good vibe training on a Saturday. Like you're kind of out of the working week, you're into the weekend, you want to train before brunch, you know, you want to look good for Saturday night. Get that.
Who the fuck?
No, it makes you feel good. No, it makes you feel good. So there's something about training on a weekend. I know it's your downtime, but it's also a time to look after your body. Sure. And so people do. And so I didn't want to work Saturdays and I had heaps of clients on Saturdays. And so when you start to go, if you just have the rule, I don't work Saturdays now, you then fill up the gaps of the other times. So, okay, no, so my rule is no Saturdays, but we can train Friday afternoon or Friday evening or we get another session in during the week. And then because you trap yourself in the thinking, oh, I have to because everyone wants to. And that's the belief. And so for us, it's like, well, no, do we have to make money directly through advertising through this? Well, no. So we've engineered another way to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is extorting Mason for all his pocket money he gets from mum.
All that server money. I mean, Mr. 97, what is it for, if you were to design your life, what would it look like? And how has your perception of a job changed from this is your first official job?
Yeah.
What if there's an 18-year-old listening and they're hearing you as a wise 19-year-old?
Soon to be 20.
Well, yeah, soon to be 20. What's your perspective on jobs?
Well, I think in terms of the ideal life, Dill's traveling sounds pretty good, but I think...
Right, mate, don't steal Dill's life.
No, but I think like you said, I would probably get bored of that pretty quickly. And so... Yeah, I feel like...
Food's not clean enough.
Well, the peanut butter, I mean...
I haven't shat in 2 days. I haven't had enough veggies.
The good thing is he's been preparing his body by not cooking his spinach.
He's ready on the toughest of Indian street food.
And so what is it? What is it for you?
Well, I think I definitely need a creative outlet, which is where this show and this job comes in. Mm-hmm. I think having sort of the traditional employee, there's not much of a focus on creativity and being able to, I guess, implement your own processes and your own beliefs in your job and what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I guess this has changed my perspective, because I just thought that a normal job would just be, yeah, you wouldn't be able to have those things. And so, like, here I can actually be like, oh, what if we do this idea and it actually gets actioned? Like, mm-hmm. we actually implement it in the show, or it's a process and I come up with an improvement or something like that. Like, we actually do it. And mm-hmm. so I think it's probably the creativity that's been the biggest sort of factor that's changed.
Well, you've said previously that you didn't think you were much of a creative guy.
Yeah, I've heard those words a few times.
Yeah. You said you're
not a ladies' man, and I disagree, mate.
Well, definitely the creative thing. I mean,
yeah.
How has that changed? Like, what's your relationship with creativity?
I think the notion of creativity in my head was actually like creating the content. So mm-hmm. actually going out and being creative was just like making the video start to finish. Whereas
spinach.
Yeah.
Start to spinach. Spinach could be a fun benchmark. You have to eat a whole bag of frozen spinach. See who vomits first. We could have medical supervision.
Yeah, great. And so I guess now it's, you can inject creativity at all these different touch points throughout the process. Mm-hmm. So there's like pre-production, where you can talk about like coming up with ideas and just like content for the show. But then there's also creativity in doing like the little snippets that we edit, just like being able to like hyperbolize something in the edit, like zooming in, that sort of stuff. Yeah. Like, it's, you can inject creativity everywhere. So yeah, it's changed the way that I think about it, because it's not just the actual content creation.
Yeah. I mean, there's a creativity in the skill of being able to bring together a complex story, the 3D deal story of coming over from Canada.
Yeah.
Like, we set Mr. 97 the task of finding all the bits, and it's like, he made sense of a whole heap, which is being creative.
Yeah.
To bring it together and make it make any sense is creative, right? Yeah. I love that we pay Mr. 97, who spends most of his time on the thing that we don't make money for.
Yeah.
Which is great. So I'm glad that you're getting fulfillment out of working on the show.
I think it's the aim of the, I think it's the,
I'd rather pay him than me.
Yeah.
Like, if,
but I also think that it, like, in regards to like, why do people talking about like, oh, I'm not getting paid for this, I'm not making money. I think that it's like podcasting, all of this, 3D Dill said it the other day, it's a lifestyle. The Daily Talk Show feels like a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. But
I think
definitely.
But I think that also, what is a lifestyle? It's a choice as well.
Mm.
Like, it feels like the ultimate choice. Any time that I hear anyone say, I'm doing a podcast, I fucking hate it.
Yeah, yeah. And we've heard it a bunch of times.
And I think that that's part of it, is it's like, it does make me a bit sad, but also I'm like it's an option. Podcasting feels like, because it doesn't make any sense, it feels like the last option that we all have. Like, it feels like this creative expression, maybe.
Mm. Mm.
I don't know. We did get from Scooter Derek an Insta story.
Did we?
Where he was basically demanding stickers. He's done a video. There's an issue with your current setup.
No, mate. No issue.
You've asked people to email video files.
Yeah, to hi at thedailytalkshow.
.com.
Need that bit. It's up there on the sign if I ever forget, which I do.
it's an important part of it. At least you're not saying.
Look, all I'm asking of the Gronk Squad is to send us a little vid, just a little selfie vid saying, what's up, Gronk Squad? You know, loving Mr. 97 and all these, you know, wild adventures on the weekends at the pub. You know, that, and it's just something, just whatever comes to mind. It's just like, love you guys.
I just thought with thedailytalkshow.com, should we start, whenever we say thedailytalkshow.com, start saying all the dubs?
All the dubs.
You know how people say, like, www.
Yeah.
thedailytalkshow.com, all the dubs.
All the dubs, thedailytalkshow.com.
News. When people say news.com, that upsets me a lot. Yeah,
because it's .com.au.
It's .com.au.
And then there's a company that has news.com.
Who's got news.com?
It's some random site. The amount of times I've gone there.
So anyway, you're seeking we're seeking people to send these videos.
Yeah.
And in exchange, if you go to news.com, it actually says it's not a secure thing, so I'm not going to do it. And in exchange, we'll send them, they have to put their address and we'll send them out stickers.
Yeah, these are the brand new Spanx stickers.
We did just get an email from Samantha.
Yes.
Did you want to read, can you read that out for us?
Yeah, sure. So, hey Gronks, a few slightly off-brand questions for you.
Okay, here we go.
Firstly, as I was listening to Friday's brief foray into music mentioning the Eagles and Anthrax, I realized how you rarely talk about your musical tastes. What's your style?
Yeah.
Do you listen to music at the gym or do you guys just stick with podcasting?
Look, music, contentious issue around the office, whether Josh knows it or not. But it's an interesting one. It opens up, Samantha, the debate.
Juno soundtrack.
No, what it opens up the debate of is when you're in a situation, it's like it's a big thing to just go, guys, I've got to put some music on and then go over and press play, because then you're thinking, okay, what I'm about to play, there's a lot of pressure there, what I'm about to play will be liked, or you've considered. I think it's a Gronk move not to consider what most of the people there will like, or you've taken charge.
You have Triple J taste.
No, no way.
I've got Smooth FM taste.
I don't have Triple J taste.
You have, well, all of your shit, like I sometimes put it on Triple J and doof, 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 doof.
How many kids have you got, dude?
But it's like very doof, doof. My dad accidentally set off an alarm once at an office works because he got so annoyed at the doof, doof music. He tried to turn it off and he made an alarm go off.
So anyway. As you can see, Samantha, there's probably the three of us, 3D Deal, Mr. 97 and I, have vastly different tastes to Josh.
Yours is try hard. I think it's try hard. But because Josh, I think that your speaker, it is, yours is all gangster street bullshit. And the reality is that it's not the fucking, you grew up in Melbourne. You've never owned a gun in your life. You've never popped anyone. Like that's what, like mine is actually like.
What is it?
Juno soundtrack, Elton John. I actually, like I've been consistent. I sung Elton John's Crocodile Rock at a school production, 2006. Still, I mean, one of my faves.
It's the problem with having a station like Triple M, old music doesn't get any newer. It's nonstop playing the same shit. Mm. If anything, Mr. 97, 3D Dill and I are consuming new things that are coming into our space. There's new types of music. There's, you know, genre, sure, you can be.
I think you're wrong about that because.
You love.
G Flip. Got a crush on Steph Claire Smith has been like a big one that I've been listening to.
Yeah, mate, you have the music taste of a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, but it's good music.
Sure.
I mean.
But this is the thing. So my point is, we can fucking rip into each other about taste of music. But it is a polarizing thing when you do have people who have different tastes in music, and especially if you're going on a road trip and you're trying to play shit. Mm. I remember being
mine's safer. I think mine is. I think
is it? Is it?
I think that you would.
I don't think it's safer. I don't. I definitely don't think it's safer. I think it's like. It will sort of, you're saying safe because it'll sort of just be lost.
Because it's good music.
Nah, I don't think so.
I think yours might be potentially safer because they're like throwbacks, right?
Yes.
But what's safer about
it? Well, safer it's just like it's a good, it's no N words, no like fucking.
Okay, I get it. Safe.
Like not everyone's going to like Logic or like Chris Brown. Or, like a lot of people do, but it's not everyone.
A lot of people don't like Chris Brown, mate.
Yeah. And so like throwbacks and stuff, I feel like people enjoy it.
Everybody loves Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
Do they, mate?
But.
Speak for yourself.
Conspiracy right. Jimmy loves Fleetwood Mac.
Of course,
Mac.
I know. But the duo stuff, the duet stuff and the fucking, the shit. Like covers. Your favorite thing is covers. That is so hit and miss. There's nothing safe about someone covering a song that someone loved before the cover.
If it's done with a jazzy tone, it's fucking safe. Anyway.
But you see how it's like, our music tastes vary, as you can see.
Samantha, anyway, what was it? And so Sam had another question for us.
Yeah. So also, has 3D Dill been to a live AFL game?
Oh, no.
I feel like it's a cultural experience he should have whilst he's here. Mm. Pick a team, get a scarf, grab a meat pie, call an umpire a gronk.
Yeah, love it. I love it. I love it. You should go. You can, tickets are cheap.
Sweet. Wait, are we, wait, I think we go with him. Why don't we all go as a team bonding exercise?
Yeah, I only have one functioning hand, so.
I can hold the flag.
I need someone to hold the flag while I eat my pie.
Conspiracy Jimmy would be keen to if it's a Melbourne game. So if we can go to a, because none of you Gronks actually follow footy, we can go to a Melbourne game. Rewald.
Do you go for St Kilda?
Yes, I do.
But we can find him. Nick Rewald retired?
Yes, probably.
20 years ago, yeah. Dude.
But he was, Heard used to be, I went for Essendon when I was growing up. Those flies.
You're putting the point out there. So I'm saying let's go to the person that's closer to liking the game. Mm-hmm. Let's go
is
to
who?
Me.
Based on?
Just fucking being into the football. You wouldn't have seen
a Sam just said 3D deal should go to a game.
Yeah.
And rather than you saying, oh man, I'll take you, you'd be like, yeah, tickets are cheap. You'll sort it out, deal.
Yeah. To be honest, I want to spend my weekend with my kids.
I Bodie can come. Kids. How many kids are you got?
No, you cannot take a fucking kid to the football at Bodie's age. He would go mad.
Old do you have to be?
It'd be free, though.
You can take him at any age. I'm just saying going when he's 2.5 and can run. Last night, I was just chasing him down aisles. And he knows because I flicked him really hard recently. And I said, I'll flick you. And he stops. He knows.
Really?
This is the thing. But I very rarely use it. I only use it if he could run off and get hurt. Mm-hmm. And I'd tell him I'd flick him. Because then he would just like.
Is flicking, where did you learn flicking?
Jordan Peterson.
Oh, really? Mm. He says just give him a little flick.
Oh, it's for times. Like say, what do you do when your kid just thinks it's funny to run straight towards the road? Mm-hmm. You think just saying stop and naughty boy is enough?
Yeah.
You can't belt your kid, and I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. But when you say I inflict physical force to my child, that's a very broad term, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just beating your kid with a stick. It's also flicking, grabbing your arm. So flicking, just like flicking his little hand, and he hates it. And so I'm glad he hates it because I fucking...
It's a good one. I wonder if he would be like... mustard was the big one if I said something naughty.
Oh,
like
I'd have to carry mustard.
Yeah. Hot mustard.
Oh, no, it's almost like being capsicum. That's torture.
It's better than soap or anything, and things like that.
Mr. 97, what else? Anything else?
That was it?
No, that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah. She said, loving your insights and chats as always. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Gronk.
Yeah, thanks, Gronk Sam. But what I was talking about before with Derek. So Scooter Derek has done an Insta story. Mm. We'll put it up. We'll reshare it.
But he doesn't get stickers.
I think he... I deliberately, 3D Deal was calling it sticker bombing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you put stickers in different places. And we spoke about it yesterday or the day before. Mm. But where I sticker bombed was actually, I did one on a pole outside of Scooter Derek's place.
Okay.
Not on his, because now he's subleasing out his space.
So, yeah.
I thought it was rude to put it on
the chair. Penises on his door.
I took it. They had done like a nice paint job. So anyway, I put it on a pole there. I feel like Scooter Derek is one of the few people that we can give some stickers to.
Yeah, okay. But what I wanted was you to send it through to our email address and send a little video.
Is this a little bit like our Reddit?
The Gronk Squad. I don't know, mate.
Freddie Dill, do you remember? You probably, Reddit was before your time.
I think I came in right at the tail end of your Reddit days.
So I went through a stage of thinking. It shows how delirious or delusional I can be. Mm. I really thought, I was like, you know what? We're going to be the biggest podcast on Reddit.
Is that going to happen with TikTok?
Potentially. But I went on to our Reddit and I can tell you right now the amount of people that we have. What are they called? Followers on Reddit? You can follow a subreddit.
Yeah.
If you go to reddit.com/r/The Daily Talk Show, we're at 27 members.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, you've got to try to hope it lands somewhere. So it's not always going to land where you think it will.
One thing that this is a very podcast heavy episode. We'll mention that at the headline, so we're nice and honest, so no one can be upset that it's a podcast talking about podcasts. Go fuck yourself. But I think that I've been thinking more about Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
I think that we should put more emphasis and focus on pushing people. I know we've got the website coming. It's great. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things. But I think with Spotify doing what they're doing, which is a little bit more closed off. So they actually download your episode and then deliver to people who follow you rather than every time someone follows you, they hit your server. So Spotify have their data, like it's a little bit more sort of closed off. Apple Podcasts is more of a directory, so it's open.
Okay.
So I was pushing Swoot. Remember I was talking, I gave some hats away for Swoot. It's fine. What do we think? What do we think of Swoot?
I don't use it.
Yeah, they could use it with a bit more work.
It's very clumsy.
Yeah, yeah, the problem it's clunky.
Yeah. The issue was the
I just want that cut in with what we were talking about Swoot being earlier. Love it. It's great how you can
No, but the thing is I guess that they've
I do like the recommendation. Like recommendations are great. Like I sometimes scroll through the activity and then like I saw the other day, Josh, you listened to Stephen Colbert on Mark Maron's podcast. Yes. So I gave that a listen.
What'd you think?
Yeah, it was not too bad.
I mean, you can't
I fell asleep during that, so I only heard the first
20 minutes. You can't give that much credit to iTunes, the podcast app.
Like no longer call it iTunes. Okay, just sorry. Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fucking clunky. What annoys me
is getting better.
You search, like if you wrote the THA Daily talk show, it still wouldn't come up with our show. Like it doesn't push
it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying there's no like intuitive, like maybe it's a
Use
thing.
A that correction. Yeah, yeah.
You can't just bring up the Daily talk show when you know well, you're wrong.
They're searching actual like transcripts of the audio now. So searching should be a bit better.
I actually, as a little bit of a tip, if you ever want to go more granular, so if you want to find a specific episode, so when we had, Seth Godin on our show, I used Castbox. And when you use Castbox, you can find individual episodes really easily. So I created like a playlist where it's like any episode that Seth Godin had been on a podcast.
Oh, wow.
I put it into a playlist and just listen to that.
That's great.
So Castbox is good for that. But my main point is I think we could do more focus on Apple Podcasts for a bit. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you haven't given us a review yet, please give us a review. We got a lovely review from Anna over the weekend, I think. She said, my favorite episodes are the ones with just you guys, really interesting content without too much thinking required to listen. That's a very common statement.
I like it.
Not much. Nice. Even when they go deep into topics, they do it in such a down-to-earth and natural way. Mm. We got one from Kat, which was lovely. Kat is actually a makeup artist we've worked with before.
Yeah.
She's lovely, but I wanted to put that as a disclaimer.
She's lovely.
We have paid her previously on a job, so take whatever you...
But she's, it wasn't part of the contract to have her to leave a
absolutely
review.
Not, but encourage for all our contractors. We could put that in a contractor agreement.
Yeah.
Within 3 weeks of completing a project, you must leave a review. Actually, George Martin, who does editing for us, he's already left a review, he's onboarded.
He's across it. He's back. He's back for another job.
Yeah, exactly. Kat says, "Just a big bunch of gronks. What a show! I'm almost a little bit embarrassed to admit how much I love listening to you guys daily. There's something about the meaningless chat that excites me every day. Not only do they produce quality material, but all four of these blokes are amazing, genuinely nice people, which makes supporting them even better. Although, if I'm honest, Josh is a bit concerning at times. Not using a dish at HQ, that's for sure." I'm referring to the Spongegate. "Keep up the great work, boys. Can't wait to see what's next."
You know what's more amazing, Kat, is that you're currently in Greece having an amazing holiday by the looks of it.
What's that place called? I went there. Paros?
Paros, yeah. One of the Greek islands. Amazing. You listened to us gronks on the island. Thank you.
Well, I went to Paros when it was like they were closing the week.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
Santorini, Mykonos. Dead in the winter. Like it gets windy and cold as fuck.
Paros was bad. Like it was all fine. All of them were fine. But Paros, that one, they cancelled the boat. We nearly got stuck. So we had booked New York, Seth Godin in New York and all that sort of thing. And we had to get off this fucking island. They cancelled the boat out to get to Athens. And so Bree and I managed to get the last flight and getting on and all that sort of thing.
Lucky.
But there was a... there was a guy. I wonder if Kat would get to meet him if she's staying at the same resort. Probably not. But you'll know because it's this guy. He's always wearing linen and it was just like a little bit, it was a bit, you didn't want, never wanted, he was the manager of the hotel and everything was just trash. Oh, it's just trash. And you would ask him like, oh, what do you think about, oh, we're thinking about going here or there. It's like, oh, it's trash. Like, you went the whole of US. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I went there 6 months. Trash.
God,
trash.
The guy who we stayed at his hotel in Mykonos, he was, don't worry, it's all good. He was so like laid back. He was a, like, it seemed like a classic Greek guy. Just like, relax, slow down.
Well, we actually, when we were in, I can't remember any names. What's the island in Italy that's real luxe? The one that it, like, it's, I can't remember. It'll come to me. But anyway, someone was there, one of Bree's friends, and we did a boat, like a sunrise thing. It was sort of like one of the awesome bits of our trip where we're like, we're only there for three days.
The Blue Grotto. You went to the Blue Grotto.
Yeah, what is that fucking?
Yeah, but the island you're talking about where people stay is super expensive. It's like one of the most expensive places off.
Capri,
yeah. It's
fine. So you went to Capri, but someone asked Bree, hey, where did you get the boat? Like, how did you get the boat and all that sort of thing? So we gave this, the WhatsApp, like the details to the dude who took us.
Sounds like a drug deal happening.
It is a bit like that because the thing is we made it clear. He doesn't speak English. It was a little bit of a, like a lot of miscommunication, a little bit hard and all that sort of thing. Anyway, this girl asked Bree, hey, who did you use? And Bree set it up and said, hey, he doesn't speak English. It was a little bit all over the place, but it was amazing because he ended up taking us to Blue Grotto. We swam in there illegally.
You're not
it was amazing.
Not meant to.
He took us there and it was sick.
You were there early though because I think it just can get dangerous.
It was early in the morning. It was like sunrise and all that sort of thing. Anyway, Bree's friend took a photo of the guy and she's like, is this him? And she's like, he just said he's like, had a big night. He's like, he was like real grumpy and all that sort of shit. And Bree's like, fuck, this is why I don't give recommendations.
Oh, wow. Because I heard you talking about giving the recommendation and then so it didn't go well.
Well, she said it, but this is the funny thing. The girl's like messaging, being like, oh, no, but like, and then Bree's like, just chill out. Like, he actually takes you because he's like, she's like, he's not answering me. Like, I want to go here and here. But he just sort of looked after, like, it was all cool.
It was all good.
But the thing is, Bree's getting all these messages on Insta DMs, right? Mm. That night, Bree goes onto Instagram. The girl got engaged on the boat.
Oh,
so her boyfriend had proposed on the boat. So it was sort of like high, like Bree's like freaking out. Like that was high stress. Yeah. If she'd known that her partner was planning on proposing on the boat, maybe wouldn't have recommended.
There's I mean, I hope he read the situation right and it wasn't a clusterfuck and he still did it.
Yeah.
Imagine that. It's like the worst boat ride.
I've just invested.
Look. Yeah. Had less impact, buddy.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a daily talk show. Please, if you listen this far, take a screen grab. Maybe even if you're getting sick of the Instagram, Osher Ginsberg does his Podsee where people take a photo of wherever they are.
Oh, listening. Oh, yeah.
It's
I like
a great
that.
Little flex because if you are in Capri, if you're like Kat and you're in Paros and you've got a beautiful view and you're listening to us.
Take a photo of your sausages and send them over. You know how people were doing the sausages back in the day?
Do you mean hot dogs?
Hot dogs? I don't know. It was a long time ago. But it
wasn't that long. I think it was like a year and a half ago.
Nah, more than that. I reckon when I was in Shepparton.
I think if I was to look up the hashtag hot dogs, it would still be very much
you'd
a thing.
Find the guy from Big Brother.
He actually works in radio as a news guy.
Hot dogs.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you want to send us an email, Sam, thank you for sending the email. As you can see, we just got that during the show and we're able to bring it up. So if you do send us an email, we do read them out and we do appreciate them. We will see you tomorrow and we look forward to seeing you on the gram.
See you, Gronks.
All the other places. Bye.
Bye.
On Reddit.